This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is former DEA Special Agent in Charge, and he is a guest that you have heard from before, both on my Fox show as well as on this WABC Tunnel to Towers Red Apple Audio Network. His name is Derek Maltz. Guys, the reason I'm bringing him back is because he gave Congress a what for this week. Derek, as you may remember, is a retired DEA agent, more than an agent. He was in charge of Special Ops Division. He played a vital role in developing and implementing Homeland Security's nationwide deconfliction program. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because when you hear his passion, if you haven't heard him before, you don't need to know what he did. This stuff is it's right from the heart. Derek, you testified before Congress this week, and your message to them was what?
Well, number one is that the president must declare a public health and national security emergency. Now, we know he's not going to do that, Judge, but that's the message. We are under attack by the Mexican cartels who are operating with impunity, taking complete advantage of the porous, wide-open border. They are dumping unbelievable amounts of poisonous chemical, fentanyl, whatever the hell you want to call it, into this country, and our kids are dying at historic levels. And the reality is, Judge, is that we can no longer rely on the corrupt and soft on crime leaders in Mexico to take care of our kids and protect our kids from dying. So
well,
we have
right.
to step up to the plate.
All right. Well, you have been the voice in the wilderness for so long. I mean, obviously you've been on the front lines. I don't mean to suggest that you've been in the wilderness, but in terms of this administration, you just as well be in the wilderness. But America began to focus this week when we saw four Americans cross the United States border from Brownsville, Texas, 3 miles into Mexico. Two of them shot dead, one shot in the leg, taken as prisoners, the two that were still alive stripped down, and I don't know whether or not the reports are true, but that they were tortured apparently by the Gulf cartel, one of the three biggest cartels, Sinaloa, Jalisco, and Gulf. And, you know, then Americans are like, gee, what's going on here? It's like, unless it happens to us personally, it's like, oh, well, whatever, the government's got our back. Does the government have our back?
Absolutely not. I mean, look, the Homeland Security Secretary is deceiving the public by saying he's got operational control of the border. Meanwhile, these four people went into Mexico. It was not a good decision because that's a very dangerous area in Matamoros. But the cartels are killing Americans at record levels north of the border. Now they're killing Americans south of the border. So they're basically testing us, and they know that our soft-on-crime leaders are not going to respond appropriately. So it's really like a kick in the face because these Americans were not only tortured, Judge. Anyone that watched the video, they were dumped into that back of that pickup truck like they were garbage. They
yeah.
were treated like it was horrible to watch that video. And so everybody should be alarmed. This is not, like I say all the time, a red or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue issue. Everyone has to be concerned because this is something we've never seen, Judge, in the history of America. This
well,
isn't just an opioid, you know, addiction crisis. Yeah, we have that. Don't get me wrong.
They're testing the limits. But now that they've taken Americans, four Americans, shot two dead, shot a third, tortured them, stripped them down. When they found them, they stripped naked and tortured. I mean, what is America's response going to be?
Judge, well, first of all, I don't know. I may have missed it, but I haven't seen the president have a national press conference to talk about that this is unacceptable. I mean, he may have said it in passing to one of the reporters, but I would have a press conference and tell the world we're not going to tolerate this at our southern border. And right now, he hasn't done a thing. And by the way, you know what was really insulting that happened yesterday, Judge? And I'm sure you saw it.
Oh, you mean this week, yeah.
the president of Mexico, okay, basically said that they don't produce fentanyl in Mexico. Meanwhile, on February 14th, they seized this mega lab, and he was in the public saying how this is an unbelievable lab. They seized 130 million dosage units of deadly fentanyl, 600,000 pills. But he's telling the world now that they don't make fentanyl in Mexico.
Well,
this is how absurd it is.
You know what, Derek Maltz? You can lie about that. The president of Mexico can lie about that. But the truth is that we know where they're producing it. And Senator Lindsey Graham, who will be on the show, who was on the show earlier, I should say, talked about authorization of military use of military force so that we can literally do a strategic military strike, take out those drug dens and labs. And the truth is that, you know, I don't know if this administration has the, how can I put it, the chutzpah to do it.
Yeah. Well, Judge, just so you know, it's been over 5 years I've been calling for the designation of the cartels as terrorists very publicly. I testified in court in Ohio. But here's the thing. I don't really care if we call them terrorists, if we call them drug traffickers, if we call them transnational criminals. What I care about is the response to the threat has to be appropriate. So if Al-Qaeda was involved, you know damn well we wouldn't be sitting back and letting it happen, the death of our kids. And by the way, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, ISIS has never killed this many Americans. If you combine all of their deaths to America, it's never happened. So why are we just sitting back and just letting this continue? Because they're soft. They have the open borders. This is part of their strategy. It's disgusting, but unfortunately, that's what it appears to be to me.
Well, it's part of the strategy, and the sad part about it is it's just a question of time, Derek Maltz, before these cartels literally are in charge of the border. They are so close to the border. Their mission, of course, is to send all this fentanyl, all opioids. 90% of the heroin in this country comes from there. 100 Americans a day are dying from fentanyl poisoning, not overdose, poisoning. I mean, the young kids think they're getting one pill of whether it's Adderall so they can study or oxycodone or a Percocet or whatever, and they are laced with this fentanyl that's killing us. So if you got 100,000 a year dying, that's more than gun violence and car accidents combined. And yet this president, it took him a year and a half, the way I figure it, Derek Maltz, to even let the word fentanyl off his out of his mouth.
Exactly, because they're operating with the old talking points, the opioid addiction. But, Judge, one of the other things that I did this week at the hearing is I actually called them out for, you know, not educating the kids. Like, so the kids right now are facing, you know, addiction. They have mental illness. It's on the rise in America. And they're turning to pills for help, okay? And that just is what it is. We're not going to change that right now. But the pills that they're taking are deadly. So why can't the Department of Education or the White House have a national meeting to talk just about this, to mandate the education in the schools? Instead of critical race theory, teach about the deadly doses of fentanyl that are in these pills. The other thing, too, Judge, I want him to have a meeting in the White House to get professional athletes, celebrities, role models, social media influence in there. You know why? Because they can put out video reels that the kids will watch on social media. They're not going to listen to the radio or the mainstream media or the cable news. They're going to watch this stuff online. And he's not doing that. And that's the basic thing that he can do tomorrow.
And it's so sad. You know, when you testified before, and you know what? Let me give credit where credit is due. The Republicans now now that they have a majority in the House, are able to have these hearings. And so Americans, and not that the mainstream media is even covering some of this, but Americans are, at least if they're listening, hearing about the reality of what's going on. But, you know, Derek, we think, Derek Maltz, we think that, you know, this is just Mexico. Look, it's created in China, a lot of it, and then it comes to Mexico, where they're making $13 billion a year, $13 billion. But I saw a map, Derek Maltz, of where the cartels are set up in the United States. I mean, they've got an artery in this country based upon the open border that they are sending fentanyl into this country. Places like Allentown, Pennsylvania, you know, are these hubs throughout the country where they are now set up, and they're going to start taking over this.
Well, they are actually operating in every city in America. The DEA has already reported that they've seized these poisonous pills in every state. And you know what, Judge? You're right. The entire country is saturated with these people. But they're also now, we're also saturated with the migrants from 160 countries. And we have no idea who the hell they are, from China, Russia, Iran, Yemen, Syria. So that's even more dangerous. But the thing is that the Chinese ultimately want to devastate and destabilize this country. And right now, based on all my information, they started this campaign on this bombing over 10 years ago. And the fentanyl started around 2012. And now they're sitting back laughing as the Mexican cartels are destabilizing America and destroying the future generation. That's really sad. And they're doing the money laundering pickups with the Chinese students, picking up millions of dollars from the cartels. And nobody's even talking about that. That's yep. another thing that I've been ringing the bell on for several years now, Judge. And that's really a huge national security threat. They're buying land, they're buying farms, they're buying property near military bases using cash from the cartels.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, Derek Maltz, I think that Senator Hawley is introducing a bill in the Senate to prevent Chinese nationals from buying land in and around where we have military bases. Like, remember the balloon that went over, you know, where we have our intercontinental ballistic missile sites, that kind of stuff. I'm sure that's not going to pass. Someone will say, you know, it's racist or whatever. But the problem that's happening now, the Mexicans, you know, just like, as you say, if the president of Mexico said they're not creating fentanyl in Mexico, I mean, that's an outright lie. We know where they are. We can take them out strategically. I think, you know what? I think it was Donald Trump in Syria had a strategic strike when they were using chemical weapons against kids. It didn't cause a war. There wasn't anything. He went in, he blew it up. And came right, you know, and exactly. came right back. We can send drones in. We don't even need to send any military in there. But we did this with Plan Colombia, I think, in 2000. And I think when Bill Clinton was around, and Joe Biden was in favor of it. Now, all of a sudden, he can't speak.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Judge. And that's something that, like, we've talked about a lot. I mean, we have some of the latest and greatest technology. Precision strikes can be done easily. I mean, Dan Crenshaw, Michael Waltz are pushing hard to, you know, the use of military, you know, weapons to destroy these labs. But again, these production labs are producing poison. It's not drugs.
Right.
So this is a big problem. I had to wake up the Congress the other day and tell them, stop saying opioid addiction and yep. overdoses. It's not addiction and overdoses we're talking about right now. We're talking about poisoning.
Yep.
If everyone would recognize it's a poisoning, then maybe they would do more about it. The reality is it's different, it's poisoning, and we've never seen anything like it. So we have to step up.
Well, not only that, I mean, when we hear from people like Rebecca Kiesling, you know, an attorney, a beautiful woman, we saw her crying in front of the committee. She lost two sons, two beautiful sons who were poisoned, dead. Her only children. And she was like, you know, why aren't you listening? Why aren't you yeah. hearing us? And we see this, and you see it, Derek Maltz, all the time. It's the, it's the murder of young people in this country. And you know, who's the group? 18 to 45. If we ever had to go to war, who are we going to draft? We don't have a draft, obviously, but who's going? 18 to 45. They are taking out that part of our country. But one of the things that I find interesting is that the president of Mexico will say, well, you know, Americans, they love their drugs. And, you know, we are the marketplace, though, aren't we, Derek Maltz?
Absolutely. The demand is off the charts. And that's what I said. The mental illness is on the rise. The addiction's on the rise. Kids are turning to these pills because they're looking for help. And unfortunately, the mental illness services are lacking. The accountability for the money we spend on treatment centers is lacking. So it's kind of like a free-for-all. And by the way, for many years now, people ignored the synthetic drug crisis is what we're dealing with now. We're not dealing with the old drug issues. We're dealing with synthetic drugs made in labs in China. And by the way, going back to your statement about Rebecca, so mm-hmm. look at Joe Biden laughing, saying, the mom said that it happened under my watch. Ha, 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 ha. And it happened like in 2020. But here's the point. Joe Biden, your legacy right now is over 200,000 dead kids. So maybe Rebecca's kids didn't die under your watch, but 200,000 did.
Well, you know what? The truth is, for him to chuckle about that is disgusting. And I don't know if we can find that sound of the president chuckling about a woman who lost both sons, that he would even think about who to blame as opposed to saying my heart goes out. You know, this guy was elected as, you know, Mr. Empathy, right? He was the guy who was going to come in and make us all feel better. He was the adult in the room. You know, Joe Biden was supposed to be the guy who felt for us. He doesn't feel, you know, he can throw in there, you know, I lost Bo and all this other stuff. And we feel badly for him for that. But the fact that he isn't able to empathize with a woman who lost both sons who were poisoned and literally laughs it off is really disgusting. And it's an indication of where this guy is. And I, you know, the Democrats, you know, most of them in Congress, a lot of them, I should say, are saying he shouldn't run again. But nobody's ready to stand up and try to take that torch away from him. And I don't think anything's going to happen, Derek Maltz, during his administration. And by the way, Karine Jean-Pierre, she gets up in the White House at a press conference and she says, oh, fentanyl is down. Are you kidding? Are you stupid?
Historic lows.
Yeah, she said historic lows. It's at historic highs. What is wrong with her? Are they lying or incompetent?
Well, it's a combination. It seems like it's a combination because, like, Mayorkas, he knows better. He worked in DHS. He was trained by some of the best in Homeland Security issues, but yet he's telling the public operational control. He has operational control of the border. So, yeah, it's absolutely absurd. Like, just be honest, because the public is now seeing through it. But unfortunately, when you said before, nothing's going to change. Yes, it is. It's already changing because right now, as an example, Judge, on Chinese websites, you can buy xylazine, the horse tranquilizer that's causing rot inside of people's guts and their skin, and they have skin lacerations, ulcerations, amputations, and they're putting it in fentanyl. You could buy it for a dollar. And the Chinese now are blitzing the country selling xylazine, which is a legitimate pharmaceutical drug, but not from a lab in China. It's illicit. It's made in a clandestine lab. And that is also a poison to destroy our country. And the nitazines, the etonitazines, the pyro on the street, this is now more potent than fentanyl. That's coming out of these labs in China right now. Okay,
well, you know what?
Being made.
This is really an emergency, Derek Maltz. I'm glad you were able to testify before Congress. I'm glad you kind of gave him a what for. Derek Maltz, thank you so much for joining us. We love you. Keep the fight. We love your passion. Anyway, get out there and keep doing it. So thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
It's the Judge Jeanine Show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.